Hello, this is Robert Cole, and I'm back to show you a podcast using a program called CopyTrans Contacts. In the first part of this podcast, I will show you how to use this program to export contacts from your iPhone and save them to your computer. In the second part, I will take contacts from the computer and import them to my iPod. Okay, let's get started. Using Windows 7, I have my program already open, and as a hotkey, it's Control S to export from the iPhone and save on the computer. Control S.
Export copy contacts to your computer from your iDevice. Control S. Information. Yes button.
Okay, let me read with JAWS cursor.
JAWS to PC. Do you want to export all contacts? You did not select any contacts to export. Do you want to export all contacts? PC, yes button.
Can I just say yes?
Enter. Browse for folder dialog. Export contacts. OK button.
Now I need to select a folder on my computer to save the contacts.
Tab, cancel button, tab, export contacts. Three view, contacts, 1 to 14.
What I did, I chose the contacts folder, which is located under my username on Windows 7. Now I just tap to OK.
Tab, make new folder button, tab, OK button, space, please choose one of the following options.
Okay, now JAWS will not read this if you use the tab key, so I have to use the JAWS cursor to choose what option should I export the contacts to, which could be VCF, contacts, anything like that. So let me go to the JAWS cursor.
JAWS to PC. Page up, back up your contacts. Save your address book group box. Fully back up your contacts to the PC group box. Transfer your contacts to iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch group box, Android group box. Left parent multiple.vcf files, right parent group box, left parent multiple.vcf files, right parent group box. Outlook group box, Gmail group box. Left parent single.csv file, right parent group box, left parent single.vcf file, right parent group box. Yahoo group box, iCloud group box. Left parent single.vcf file, right parent group box, left parent single.vcf file, right parent group box. Hotmail group box, Windows contacts group box.
Okay, I was pressing down arrow to get through all these options, and I heard the word Windows contacts. So now I just use the JAWS cursor to get it on the word Windows contacts.
Hotmail group box, Windows group box, contacts group box. Windows group contacts group box.
Okay, and left click it.
Left click. Copy trans contacts information. Okay button.
Okay, now just read this dialog box.
JAWS to PC. All 148 contacts have been exported successfully.
All right, and that's it.
PC, OK button, enter.
Now let's go to my username folder, /contacts, and we should see the contacts there.
Menu, search box, edit. Tab, Robert, enter. Leaving menus, Windows Explorer, contacts, enter. Shell folder, list, first name, iPhone 4S.
And there's a folder in my contacts folder named iPhone 4S. And inside that folder is all of my contacts. Okay. Now I will unplug the iPhone and plug in my iPod. Okay, the iPod is now connected. If I press insert page down, it should tell me the number of contacts selected and the total number of contacts. There's no contacts on the iPod as of now. I will try it now, pressing insert page down.
Number.
Okay, now let's import contacts from the computer to the iPod. To do that, the hotkey is Control I for import.
Import, add contacts to your iDevice, Control I, import contacts dialog, file name, colon, edit combo.
Now we need to do a shift tab so I can find the folder containing my contacts.
Shift tab, name, column, header, 1 to 4. Shift tab, folder view, list view, Bluetooth 3, build 212.
Let's see.
Folder view, pictures, documents, music, videos, pictures. Folder view, Robert.
Here we go, my Robert folder.
Library, Robert. Enter, folder view, list, desktop, contacts.
Contact.
Enter folder view list, first name, iPhone 4S.
And here's the folder called iPhone 4S. I press enter here.
Enter folder view list view.
And And now I'm see all of my contacts. Deselect all. I do a Control A.
466.
And now press Enter.
Enter.
Let me press Insert Page Down.
148:148.
Okay, 148 contacts. I have the program set up not to apply changes immediately because I don't want to make a mistake and maybe delete something and know right away it's done on the iPhone or iPod. So I went into settings and unchecked the box to save changes immediately. So after I do any changes, I have to click on save.
PC, don't show this message again. Checkbox not checked.
Okay, I got a message here. I need to find out what's going on. I will use the JAWS cursor.
JAWS to PC. Okay button. All 148 contacts have been imported successfully. Okay button. Corner, don't show this message again. Checkbox not checked.
Oh, that's okay to show this, so I just go ahead.
PC, don't show this message tab. Not in the dialog. JAWS, corner, don't show this message. Okay button. Blank. Okay button.
I just use the JAWS cursor.
Left click, tab.
Okay. Oh, that you need to find the save button after you make changes. So I just imported the contacts to the iPod, all 148 of them. And now, you can. There's two ways you can do this. You can find the save changes button by using the JAWS key. That's what I would do.
JAWS.
Let's move to the top of the screen.
JAWS to PC, page up.
And use the down arrow.
Export group box, import group box, save group box, user guides group.
Okay, I heard the word save. Now we'll use insert and number 6 on the keypad to move the JAWS cursor over to the save.
Import group box, save group box.
And left click on it.
Left click.
I also made it a little bit easier. I made a JAWS script, just a basic script, in so many ways like saying JAWS, find the word save, and then left click on it. And to do that, I made a command list, and to open the command list with the JAWS scripts is Control 1.
Copy trans commands dialog, list 1, list view, export copy from iPhone, 106.
Okay. And you can use the down arrow to select the option you would like.
Import add to iPhone. Save changes. Menu. Contacts list. Search. Contacts list. Menu.
Let's go to the menu.
Enter up arrow, tab, context menu, settings.
And you can use your up and down arrow.
Purchase. Activate. Online help. Contact and feedback. About. Settings.
Let's go into settings.
Enter, leaving menus, tab, settings, save changes immediately, the device checkbox not checked.
There we go. I did not check that. No, it's up to you. You can use it if you want to, but I'd rather not for that to be checked. Okay, let's use the tab key.
Tab, edit combo, first name, last name.
I like it sorted that way.
Tab, edit combo, first name, last name. Tab, restore dot 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 button. Tab, edit dot 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 button. Tab, auto check for new versions, checkbox checked. Tab, check for updates button. Tab, show splash screen on startup, checkbox not checked. Tab, maximize window on start, checkbox not checked. Tab, activate sound alerts, checkbox checked. Tab, send errors to copy trans team, checkbox checked. Tab, send anonymous usage statistics, checkbox not checked. Tab, reset all settings button. Tab, language button. Tab, save changes immediately, the device checkbox not checked.
Okay, we can back around. I'll just press Alt F4 to close settings.
Alt F4, tab. 148:148.
Okay. Well, basically, that's it. I just took all of my contacts from my iPhone, saved them to the computer, and then imported from the computer to the iPod. This program, you can use it free to try it out. The purchase price, I'm not sure if it's $10, maybe $10. I found it the Saturday after Black Friday sale, so I got it for $1.99. Well, that's it. Using CopyTrans contacts to manage your contacts on your computer to transfer between your different iDevices, iPhone, iPad, and iPod. If you have any questions, you can email me at musicmaker365@gmail.com, spelling musicmaker365@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.
You can also leave a voicemail by calling 206-426-3505.